This is the Live It Well podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to season 4 of the Live It Well podcast. It's incredible to be at this moment, having done season 1, 2, and 3. If you have not had a chance to enjoy those seasons yet, please do take a look at them. Season 1, if you're curious, is all about September 11th. It covers that particular day from a few unique perspectives. And I loved putting that one together just because I learned a little bit about myself along the way and learned a little bit about other people's experiences along the way, which was the whole point of that particular season. Season 2 was all about love, and I found some couples who were willing to share their stories, their ups, their downs, their lessons about love, and I had a ton of fun putting that one together just because it was really, really different than getting couples together to hear their stories and how they met, and super, super interesting. And then season 3, which we just completed, was 9 very unique stories, one-on-one, me talking with them and hearing their stories, letting them share with you their Live It Well story. And so please take some time, scroll through those, find some that are interesting to you, a wide mix of backgrounds and experiences that I think have tremendous value. Otherwise, I wouldn't have interviewed them, both for me and for you. And I learned along the way, if you want to scroll through the Instagram Live It Well podcast, you can also see some of the favorite quotes that I took from each of those interviews. So please do that as well. And before I get too long-winded and forget to say this, wherever you're listening, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, please do give us a rating and share this if you enjoy it. I'm doing this podcast now on season 4 because I really do love what I get to do, the stories I get to share, the lessons I get to impart, and the fact that I get to share some of my own failures and successes and go on that journey with you. So season 4 is going to be all just me, one to you, with various lessons that I've learned or that I'm learning along the way. And I think that's the journey of life, right? It's taking each of these moments as they come and embracing the unknown. And I think that's really what makes this show so interesting, is that it, A, continues to evolve. We're now in season 4, and it's a different setup for season 4. But what I learn along the way continues to change, too. And I think that's the nature of life. And so if you take nothing else from everything and you only listen to this episode, I think today's thought is going to provide some really good value for you. I recently posted on Instagram a picture. I started a new project. It's been something that's kind of been in my head for a while, inspired by the speech I gave at Hoyt Sherman back in February for the Des Moines Register Storyteller Project. And it's one of those things that it may never go anywhere. And I think that's a scary place for a lot of people, and it is for me. I've come up with a ton of great ideas in my life, and they haven't amounted to a whole lot sometimes. Sometimes they do. You never know. And so I put up this picture of the work I was doing this morning very early. I was sketching out some ideas, editing my own work, and trying to take my word for it. Doing rhyming is really freaking hard. So posted this picture, and someone commented and said, "Love that quote, love that motto." And what I put at the end of my post was something about trying and how important it is just to try. And oftentimes trying is the hard part. It's not so much the work and figuring it out, while the work is really hard. It's trying. It's putting yourself out there. It's taking that risk that it may not work and being okay with that outcome. That's today's lesson. The trying is where the magic happens. The trying, the setting yourself up to fail, the setting yourself up and taking risks, that's what matters at the end of this entire journey that you're on. And at the end of that project, if this project that I started today ends up between me, the people who get to experience it, and the partner that I've asked to help with it, if that's where it ends, then that's where it ends. But the key is, I went out and I tried, and I did my best, and learned along the way. That's today's lesson. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Live It Well podcast. As always, I'm your host, Richard Dedor. If you loved this, maybe kind of liked it, please do give us a rating wherever you're listening. 4-star, 5-star. It helps other people find this. Or you can just share it with your friends. We are on the 4th season, and so we've done a bunch of great stories. Please do go take some time and check them out. It's great for road trips, long times on the beach, or just when you need a break from everyday life. Because, quite frankly, we need to live it well, and that's what the show is all about. The show can be found online at Live It Well Podcast on Instagram, and I'm your host, Richard Dedor, and I can be found also on Instagram by that name, Richard Dedor, on Twitter, at Richard Dedor, or on Facebook, richard.m.dedor, because why have everything be the same? If you're looking for a speaker for your next event, please check out my website, richarddedor.com. I have a bunch of different workshops, keynote speeches on a bunch of different topics. Would love to chat about what you're looking to do for your next event. Our music credits go to J-Man from Our Music Box and Raphael Crux from Ukulele Fun. Again, thank you so much for listening. It is my pleasure to bring these shows to you. As always, my recommendation for you is to live it well.